Morning, how you doing? I'm right if you are.
Is it uncommon in your experience to have six wide receivers up on game day? I mean, I know this situation dictates it, but...
The situation I've been in, at times we had six, usually it's five. Again, it's always been the numbers to me, depending on your personnel, and not only your personnel, but the special teams' contributions, and then how your defense is put together.
Is what you see out of the Rams' defense, is it kind of similar to what you guys see of the Vikings' defensive practices?
No, they're totally different. They're very good, like our defense is, but then I think the comparison stops there. It's like I say, each week it's a new challenge, it's a new group, and this team does some things that are very unique to the Rams. And they're very good at the things they do.
Can you pinpoint a reason or two why you guys haven't been able to get as many touchdowns as you'd probably like in the red zone?
Well, the biggest thing that's happened to us in the red zone is we've not run the ball. I break it down in different ways. And our issues have come between the 10 and the 5. And we try to run the ball in there. And through a stretch of four or five possessions in there, we had situations that kept us from running the ball, whether it was someone getting beat, whether it was a mental error, whether it was miscommunication. And we need to run the ball down in there. We need to run the ball better. And I'm not talking about average per attempt, because when you're down inside the 10, your average per attempt is not going to be good. Your goal line obviously takes away from your average per attempt. What you're trying to do is stay on schedule, create a situation where you can get inside the 5 and have the ability to run the ball or throw the ball. And there's a stretch there where we've struggled, and it's more about us than I think about what the defense was doing.
As a play caller, how do you kind of grapple with doing the things that you want to do and the things that you typically do well, and also trying to change up tendencies to maybe throw
people it off? Get too over caught up in tendencies, in my opinion. We attack looks, and if we have a look that's good, which we've had, then we want to run the best play for that circumstance. And then it comes down to execution. Execution is way, way heavier in my thinking than tendencies.
Sean Hill obviously came from St. Louis. Have you been able to use him as a resource to help prepare for St. Louis's defense?
Yeah, to me those things are overrated. They know Sean's here. We know Sean's here. Anything that he might be able to tell us, they're certainly, if it's a code word, if it's something, a check or something, it's too easy to have an alternative check. And we obviously have a variety of ways we go about doing different things and different checks we'd get to against different looks, and they do the same thing. So I don't think... it's an advantage, and I think it may be comforting to Teddy a little bit to talk about a certain player, a corner or a safety, but, what we always have relied on and what gives you the best ability to understand a team is what you see on tape.
How difficult is the Rams' pressure scheme to pick up, especially for, like, running backs?
Well, to me, they've got an excellent scheme, but the whole key to their scheme is the personnel. And they create individual matchups, one-on-one matchups, and they're really good and they're really hard to block. So, we have to handle it as a group. We have to handle it with the line, with the backs, with the quarterback, with the receivers. Everyone has to be on the same page so we execute what we're trying to get done.
You say that Greg Williams is one of the more aggressive defensive coordinators in the league?
Well, Jeff Fisher and Greg Williams, the way they've coached and prepared their team for the last 25 years. They have an attitude where they're not going to sit back. They're going to try to create. That's where the similarity comes with our defense. You really see it in our defense on third down. With them, I think you see it in any down and distance.
You have experience as a head coach. You've also been around a bunch of other head coaches. What is it about what Zimmer and your staff do that allows guys to avoid penalties and to be disciplined in that regard?
Well, You know, I think it's guys buying into what we're teaching. You know, a lot of the penalties you get offensively are holding penalties, and I think Jeff does a great job of teaching these guys how to block, how to use their technique and not have to depend on holding. You know, the other part of it is just a matter of concentration and executing. And to me, it's doing the same things over and over and over again, so you get good at them. I mean, to me, it's we unfortunately had a couple of false starts that took us out of a couple of drives last week, and that's been the first we've had on the road with the crowd noise. I think our guys have done a great job handling that, and you have to be able to do that. And then, you know, we've been very good with limiting penalties at home.
When playing out on the field, Diggs seems to play with a lot of self-confidence. Teddy described it yesterday as his swagger. Do you like to see that out of your receivers?
I see it all players. You want to see guys go play. I don't refer to it as swagger. I think it's an intensity, and it's guys who love to play. And I think it shows up in different guys in different manner, in different ways. Diggs, he just happens to be out there in the middle of the field, and you know, people tend to follow the ball.
What stood out to you, you know, late in that game with the offense being able to get those two late drives to take the win? What stood out with you with Teddy and also the rest of the group there?
I'm sorry?
Late in the game, in the Bears game, just those two final drives, Teddy and the offense really seemed to find a groove there, and you guys went back and won the game. I guess what stood out to you about the performance of Teddy and then the offensive line as a whole? And those
well, the biggest thing is when you get in those situations, you know, relying, as Teddy said yesterday, relying on your preparation. We spent a lot of time throughout the entire offseason, during training camp, and then during the season working on the two-minute situations. That game was actually, you know, we get the ball with 4 minutes, so you have a little more time. And, you know, we had to, what could have been a disaster, the sack on first play, and then you got to make a play. And we made a big play on a 19-yard run that gave us a chance. The first ball he completed at Diggs, we actually threw in the two-minute at the end of the half, and he was blanketed by the corner. So, you know, sometimes it's a matter of how you execute the play and going out and making a play. But, you know, we've been able to do that in a number of games since Teddy's been the quarterback. And he's got a lot of confidence in those situations. But the key to it is making the play. We had drives in the first half where we had opportunities to make plays. We had a breakdown of protection. We didn't read the play properly. There was three or four plays like that, or we would have had a lot more success in the first half.
I know earlier you were trying to pump the brakes on the whole Diggs mania that was going on, but what's it say about him as a player where Chicago can shut him down for most of the game, but he can come away with a big play at the end of the game?
Yeah, I don't think anyone shut anyone down. I think sometimes plays come up different in opportunities. You know, the play, they singled him up, and they were running. They were doubling Mike Wallace on the touchdown play. And he singled up, and he ran a great route, and the guy got in a bad position. And Teddy, to me, I saw where, you know, some people said the receivers bailed Teddy at. Teddy, that was the best, as good a play as he's had this year, because they're in a four-man rush, and you can get hurried up. We had the tight end in for extra protection. He actually looked to Wallace. He looked to CJ, and then he came back to Diggsy and made a hell of a throw, because he brought Diggsy back inside and gave him a chance to take off and run with it. So, I mean, to me, that play, I know Diggs made a good play, but it was great protection. It was great poise and presence by Teddy, and then it was a heck of a route. And then once they're spread out and playing man and trying to double the slot receiver, if the one guy doesn't make the tackle, you've got a lot of room to run.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.